guys at the office the night of Halloween. He skipped the office party 'cause he hates that party scene. Co-workers in costume left to have their fun.
See you, Artie.
But Artie doesn't join them 'cause he'd rather get things done.
Poor Artie doesn't want a party, rather get things done.
Yep.
Artie's all alone there. Wait, but what's that sound? Who is making coffee if there's no one else around? Hush, somebody's faxing, making copies too. Artie's getting nervous, doesn't know just what to do.
Poor Artie isn't such a smarty, don't know what to do.
Darn!
Artie's never been one to believe in ghosts, even on the night of Halloween. But now somebody's shredding, he's thinking Armageddon. If whoever's shredding can't be seen, the witch who's sending faxes, the ghoul who's making scans, they ain't faking and they're making Artie understand.
I get it.
Good boy, Artie, you're a little tardy, but now you understand.
Suddenly he springs out of his ergonomic chair, looking whiter than a blank spreadsheet.
Oh.
Yells out boo to all the creatures standing there, and rushes out the door to trick or treat.
Trick or treat! Give me more! Candy, candy!
Artie's had a breakthrough, strange as it may seem.
Yes.
Now he is a man who is a fan of Halloween.
Yeah!
Hooray for Artie, now he's gonna party every Halloween.